superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Sorry, Rich. Blockbuster trade going down right now.
Okay.
Von Miller.
Wait, what?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Broncos are finalizing a trade to send Von Miller to...
the Rich Eisen Show.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Of course they're doing that.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Rod Woodson, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. Coming up from the CBS comedy The Neighborhood, actor Max Greenfield. Plus your phone calls and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The actor Max Greenfield, who I've been told says he's got a complicated relationship with the New York Giants. Yes, the actor from the show The Neighborhood with Said the Entertainer is going to be joining us. He's got a book for kids called I Don't Want to Read This Book. It's a picture book for every child who thinks they don't like to read. So... that'll be something for everybody when he joins us in about 19 minutes time, and we're gonna need a laugh, to be honest with you, because there's a very disturbing report coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders, who are coming off of their bye week, they are next for the New York Giants. The talented wide receiver Henry Ruggs, who was chosen in the first round out of Alabama last year in that very deep wide receiver draft, he was first taken by the Raiders. Henry Ruggs, according to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, confirming reports that TMZ was first out with, Henry Ruggs was involved in a car accident that involved a fatality. And I'll just read to you from the Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. You can follow it if you want on their Twitter account, at LVMPD. On November 2nd, meaning today, at approximately 3:39 a.m., that's early in the morning here, the middle of the night, the police department responded to a traffic collision near the intersection of South Rainbow Boulevard, South Spring Valley Parkway, involving a Chevrolet Corvette and a Toyota RAV4. Responding officers located the Toyota on fire. The fire department personnel responded and located a deceased victim inside the Toyota. The preliminary investigation indicates the front of the Chevrolet collided with the rear of the Toyota. So it was a rear end by the Chevrolet into the Toyota, and the driver of the Chevrolet was Henry Ruggs. He remained on the scene, showed signs of impairment, transported to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries to a local hospital. And here's the last line. Ruggs will be charged with DUI resulting in death. Jeez. This is an ongoing investigation. My sincere condolences to whichever family member is going to learn that their loved one died as a result of a rear-ending that, according to police, caused by the Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs. With the DUI, as he's driving impaired. It's the latest reminder to think when you drink, do not get behind the wheel of a car. And our condolences go out to, obviously, you know, we're thinking of the person who's now no longer on the planet because of it. And just hug your loved ones. My gosh. Somebody just sitting at an intersection at 20 to 4 in the morning, and all of a sudden. So that's what's going on with the Raiders, as if their season hasn't had enough twists and turns already. Henry Ruggs, and that's just the football aspect of it. We're glad that Henry Ruggs isn't dead himself, but his life has changed. So that's the latest on that story. Also, I guess in the world of the NFL, back in the toy department we go. It is the trade deadline coming up later on today. And by later on today, I mean 2 hours. So tick tock on whatever might be going on between the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans. And whatever might be going on with Deshaun Watson and his accusers. Whatever might be going on between their lawyers. I mean, you want to talk about moving parts. My gosh. I personally, the way it looks to me right now, if I had to call it, and sitting here on live radio and TV, I'd say this is not going to happen. And then you sit back, you sit tight, and the Miami Dolphins are just going to have to be as patient and as and their fans are just going to have to be as chill as possible as they look at the Philadelphia Eagles currently hold the second overall pick in the draft. Because the Dolphins are finishing, are currently looking up at only the Detroit Lions right now on the clock, and that pick's not even theirs now. Because they wanted to get Jalen Waddle last year. What a choice that was. Man. So I don't think this is going to happen, and it totally makes sense. And if you're the Houston Texans, why in the world would you give Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins and then watch the draft choices that the Dolphins give you get worse, which they will. Or you just sit back and you just get 19 bidders. Because just think about it right now. And we'll tap on this a little bit more tomorrow when it's definitely in the books is what I believe not happening. Mm-hmm. How many teams need quarterbacks next year? How many of them? The question is, Deshaun Watson has that no-trade clause. Does he care how many want him if he only wants to go to one?
Seems like, yeah, it's only been one team this whole time.
Right, and if you're Miami, wouldn't you want, you know, other teams to be in on it when you know they have no shot at him? Right?
But also, does it make sense?
That gives you the leverage.
Why wouldn't other teams want to be in on this?
They do want to be in on it. But Deshaun might not want to be on them. It doesn't matter.
But what about Miami to Deshaun is like, that team's better than Carolina, Philadelphia, Detroit,
don't
Denver.
Know. Maybe he likes Miami. Maybe he likes, maybe his, you know, his partner loves Miami. Maybe his girlfriend loves Miami. Maybe he wants to play with Will Fuller again. I'm serious. I'm just throwing everything out there.
Yeah.
No state income tax. Maybe he likes that. Maybe he likes all of it. Maybe that's what he wants. So, TikTok, TikTok. And we're waiting. Right now, it's just Von Miller and Melvin Ingram went, and there was another trade, right? The 49ers made an acquisition earlier today. You tell me that, Chris?
Yeah, they acquired Charles Aminu from Houston for a late round draft pick.
It's not a bad one, man.
Yeah, beefing up on D. Hey, he's been great this year.
Let's go to some phone calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Adam in Bismarck, North Dakota, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Adam?
Not much. Hey, Rich, before I get started, condolences to everyone in that accident.
No doubt.
A whole lot of family members going to have to go through a whole lot of stuff now.
Awful.
On both sides. So that's pretty awful. Reason I called, we've been talking a lot about the Super Bowl hangover. I think it's more mental than anything. You've got teams that were great, especially the Chiefs. Have been great for years now, and they get there and they fall short, and they start to look at themselves and say, well, what's missing? What do we need to do more? And I think they start to play outside of themselves, and they almost lose their identity a little bit trying too hard.
You know what, man?
There's more to it than that. There's obviously a ton of things, but I think that's a big part is guys just start to lose who they are trying too hard.
Yeah, and then at some point, everybody kind of chills and relaxes, and they settle in, and they haven't gotten to that point yet because they're constantly hovering around 500. And maybe, just maybe, thanks for the call, this weekend is the make or break. Because if they beat Green Bay in Kansas City, and Mahomes does Mahomes things against Green Bay, and they beat back Aaron Rodgers, the crazy thing is it won't. It's kind of like an empty calorie win when it comes to tie breaks, when you beat somebody in the NFC. It's not a division game, and it's not a game where, you know, it counts in the conference. It won't be common opponents because only a handful will be playing Green Bay in the conference. You know, a strength of victory and strength of schedule, that's a good one. But it would go a million miles towards what our friend from North Dakota just talked about. Just calm it all down. If they could all just take a shot of Novocaine to the head. You know? Just take a shot of Novocaine to the head and just be. Just be the ball. Right, Danny? Just be the ball. That's all you have to do. Just be the ball.
Don't end up.
Chiefs, you know what I mean? And then if they beat the Chiefs, if they beat the Packers, big if, but
big if.
Now you're above 500. That's a nice feather in your cap.
If they beat Green Bay the way Green Bay is playing right now, it's crazy. Suddenly their season will have a much different tone.
They won last night, and the general tone is they still look like crap.
Well, because they were 11-point favorites, and they should have lost if, you know, the Giants had any competency with them whatsoever.
In the few minutes we have left in this segment, what's going on with the Sixers? TJ?
What do you mean?
Well, what's with the chant for Dame? What's with that all about?
I mean, you know.
And then what's going on with your Celtics over there, Chris?
Yeah, we stay.
What was with the post-game commentary from...
A lot of that came from the nature in which they're losing games recently to Washington and last night specifically to Chicago.
Right.
Scoring a lot of points, 100 points through three quarters, and then, you know, 11, and they get outscored by Zach LaVine in the fourth quarter. And then Marcus Smart, you know, kind of went on a
said he wants that everybody knows that everyone knows that Jalen and Jason are going to get the ball or they're going to go to Jason or Jalen.
Yeah.
And it's time for them to share the rock, is what he's basically saying.
He's basically saying, yeah, not much I can do standing in the corner waiting for them to pass him the ball. And, you know, I mean, it sounds great. It looks great on a cool Instagram post by ESPN, but it's not the full context of what's going on. But it's the sixth game of the season. I'm not ready to fire Ime Udoka and get Brad down back on the sideline.
Well, he's not coming. He's not coming back on the Sunday.
No, I know, but I'm saying, you know, some local media types are trying to stir it up. And
so why are they chanting for Dame?
By the way, first and foremost, the Sixers are 5-2, so there's nothing wrong. But, you know, I think a lot of, you know, I've come on here and said this for months now, and you guys have laughed at me. And I think Sixer fans are just showing you that they're thinking the same thing I am. Like, they love to see Dame Lillard play with a big man like Embiid. So
trade Embiid to the Blazers.
Yeah. Man, that. So let me get this straight. So Sixer fans are cheering because they want that. So we should give up our big man.
But Dame doesn't want to play for you.
How do you know? Have you talked to him?
He has come out and said it, I don't know how many different times.
Chris, think about how many times people say stuff and then 1 minute at 11:13 and 11:15, they change their mind and what they feel. Like, people can say anything.
I got to tell you, Dame's a little off this year, man.
Yeah, because he's a big man.
He's got three double doubles. Right?
I'm just trying to make it easier for everybody.
And he's got.
Like Dame with Joel. Let me
25 point game against the Clips, but that game was a disaster. No, I was the one at home.
Look, told Chris Rich, I believe he's speaking things into existence.
How about this? He's my lead player on our fantasy league, Rich Eisen Show Fantasy League, on my Don't Trade for Giannis.
Yeah, it is your team name, yes.
Yep. And Philly fans chanted, "We want Lillard," free throws last night in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's got to be awkward.
For who?
Everybody.
I mean, look, Dame's quote last night, "I see the struggle as an opportunity to show my true character. I embrace that. It's not fun. It's not easy. I see it as a challenge, and it's one I accept." That doesn't sound like a guy who's like, "Oh, yeah, trade me to Philadelphia because they chanted for me."
Sure, because he's not the type of guy who's going to start that type of static.
Isn't this great?
But think about this. With Reggie Miller, I know he loved playing it with the Pacers for 19 years, but like... If you really got to sit down with Reggie and sip something and say, "Reggie, let's be honest, if you could have gone back and won a ring and left the Pacers, would you have?"
Where would he have gone, though?
I just love how fans operate, man.
It's fanatics. That's it is, what we are.
I know. I just love how it's like, okay, Lillard was one of the greatest collegiate players at his institution of higher learning, right? To come out there, and he's made his bones there in Portland, right? And he's put his blood, sweat, and tears in the organization. The town loves him. He loves the town, right?
Yeah.
And now,
love is love.
Right. And now, after all that, because everybody's forming up for super teams and he can't succeed in that world where he currently is, we're all assuming he wants out. And one day he's shooting free throws in Philadelphia and Philadelphia fans chant for him. And it's amazing how he comes off the court, he takes off his shoes, he goes, "You know what?
Yeah, I'm in now."
I haven't felt any love in Portland at all where I walk on water, right? I haven't felt it at all. My family has not been made to feel welcome where everybody loves me. Yeah, I after all that, you know what? They chanted for me. I think I'm going to demand a trade and create a stink.
My team's three and four. I'm going to go. West,
yeah, so. I'm going to say I want to go where they chant my name.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I want to go to play with the best big man in the league,
who just clogs up the lane?
And it's her.
Yeah, because Dan can shoot, so he can stay in the lane. Unlike the other guy who can't shoot.
Wait, he's going to go to Denver or Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
Look, guys, I just believe in a positive mindset in my life. I'm just going to share something with America and the world. I believe that if you really believe in something and you put it out there and you believe it can happen, it can happen. I've had a lot of good stuff happen to me simply because I believed it and I put it out there.
But you are not directly involved in the acquisition of Damian Lillard. Yeah,
sure. What are you? I'm like trying to figure, like, you can bring it home? Like, what? What was your point right there?
My point is, Chris laughs at me every time I say it.
I don't. And I'm just in regards to Dame Lillard.
So I'm telling you that I'm going to keep saying it because I believe it's going to happen. And one day it will happen. And I'm going to laugh at you.
More likely. Damian Lillard plays for Philadelphia this season.
Uh-huh.
Or we're attending Mac Jones Hall of Fame ceremony in about 20 years.
Why is that always the second choice?
How is that even like remotely?
Can we choose none of the above?
They're both equally ridiculous things to say in 2021.
How is saying that Dame Lillard could get traded to the Sixers as ridiculous as saying 23 years from now, this quarterback who's played 8 games is going to be a Hall of Famer?
See,
come on.
I think I understand what his point is. What his point is that Damian Lillard has in front of him. Last night he had directly right in front of him a major moment that he could have taken because it right in front of him was so obvious. A better situation basketball-wise. A fan base that adores him even though they don't really know of him. They know his stats. They know how he likes to tap his watch. And they've seen his big moments. But they want him. Yeah, it's a fan base that says, we want you. And again, it's not like the Portland fan base doesn't want him. But it's just standing there, from your perspective, so obvious right in front of him. It's kind of like he's staring at the middle key. And just for some inexplicable reason, grabs another one. And that grab the other one doesn't unlock the basketball car for him.
I don't see the correlation between these keys either.
Well
but
done,
okay.
Rich. I like that.
I don't even think that was well done, Chris. I think that was a reach.
I think that was nice.
You're the one who did the reach.
No,
what TJ did was close his eyes, turn his back.
He's entertained.
And then, like,
yeah, I did that.
Entertain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did entertain.
And he picked up.
He did.
Because 5-6 months later, you're still talking about it.
Because you failed.
Sadly, we still have our popcorn
ready.
We're
still talking about it.
We would still be talking about it if you, won.
Yeah.
Regardless.
If you pulled up in your brand new car.
Motorcycles, bikes.
This segment like TJ's Showcase Showdown.
I love to see you two jabronis even get called to come on down.
It's over. Let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. I said, actually, I said one more over than your actual segment. That was just a double over. I said it three times. Max Greenfield's coming up here.
Dame's going to the Sixers. That's all.
I gathered that. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here on this busy Tuesday program, T-minus 1 hour, 36 minutes until we find out whether Deshaun Watson's getting traded or not. But who's counting? Except everybody in the NFL media world. And all of us. It's been a while since this man was on this program. We're thrilled to have him back here. The Neighborhood airs Mondays on CBS at 8 Eastern time. He's out there with Said the Entertainer every single episode on Monday nights. And he's got a new book out where all books are going to be sold next week, November 9th. A hilarious picture book for every kid who thinks they don't want to read books or like to read books. It's called I Don't Want to Read This Book, written by Max Greenfield, who's back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz van phone line. How are you, sir?
Rich, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Everything good in your world, sir? Everything good?
I mean, couldn't be better, I guess.
Okay. Well, because I recall the last time you were on this program, you professed a fandom of the New York Football Giants, and we saw them last night not perform, what's the word for it, well.
Well, we had an amicable separation.
So that means the Giants are aware of your separation, and they agreed it should remain amicable. So the Giants were involved in this, is what you're saying, Max.
As far as, you know, sure. Yeah.
When did this breakup happen? When did it happen, Max?
It's been a slow burn. And not to say that we can't come back from it, but I have not agreed with a lot of the decisions that management has made. And once Odell left, I knew things were going downhill. And I never got it back. And then finally I was just like, you know what? I think we should live in separate houses.
Are you happier because of it? Are you like a...
Totally.
You're feeling like a better person? Like today, you don't miss the misery on a day like today?
Yeah. Yes. It was two wonderful Super Bowl rings. I love them. And I remember the happy times.
And what were those happy times involved Eli Manning? Or how far back do you go?
Yeah, Eli and Strahan and Plexico. A wonderful running game. Brandon Jacobs.
What a grown
Odell,
ass man. Yeah.
You know, just catching balls with one hand. Mm-hmm. The best.
Okay, so who's taken up the void in your sports life since you've had an amicable breakup with the New York Giants, Max?
The New York Knicks.
Okay. All right. Now, I didn't see you in that video after the season-opening championship win where everybody went out right in front of Penn Plaza and celebrated like they had just won it all. I didn't see you. Were you in that video? Did I miss that one, Max?
No, but I watched that video a lot. And I go, Tina, this is great.
It was fascinating, but hey, man, this is a fun team. All of a sudden,
it's a really fun team. I think we have a nice mix, which I don't know that a lot of teams have, of some vet and young guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams are really young, and then you have a lot of teams that are old, and we sort of split the difference a little bit and have a nice mixture.
Right. It just I still just can't get over Julius Randle wearing Bernard King's number, but that's just me. But he wears it very well, and his story and what he's become is truly remarkable. So, when was the last time you went to the Garden? Did you go this year? Have you been there?
God.
No.
I wish. I mean, I haven't been to New York in a couple of years now since.
Right.
Since the world went crazy.
Right. I bet. So, okay. I'm glad for you and all the other Knicks fans. They look to be really good and a team to root for with a coach who knows what he's doing. And they're, I think it all looks good for you.
Yeah. Right. It's a hard team to dislike. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a New Yorker and you've always, and look, to be fair, I'm not like our friend Jerry Ferrara, who's like running to the games when they were terrible, and was like, you know, I think we've got a puncher's shot here at like, you know, at the eighth seed, and I'm like, Jerry, I can't, man.
I know.
And so, I was not committed when times were really tough. And I want to be clear and honest with that about that.
Well, I'm out. In the same way that you had an amicable relationship with the Giants, I had a nasty divorce with the New York Knickerbockers, sir. It was a terrible.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. To see Charles Oakley dragged out of the Garden like that and have Dolan not lift a finger and not even put down a styrofoam cup of coffee, couldn't even be bothered to, in the heat of the moment, in front of everybody, just to get up and stop it from happening. Because
I know. But do you see Opie Toppin just flying up and down the floor?
No, last year I was conflicted because the Knicks were looking so good, and obviously R.J. Barrett, you know, quickly.
R.J.'s got 35 the other night.
Dude, quickly is it, and they're making good basketball decisions, and I like their coach. Their coach is a grinder, and I like him. I like him a hell of a lot. So
if they can figure out the last 3 minutes of a game, they're a team you don't want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So what do we got to do here? So around the 44-minute mark, just got to start focusing. Just got to lock it down.
I'm not smart enough. I don't have the basketball mind.
But you're gonna do it. I love it.
I don't know what to do, but, you know, I think they can figure it out. It's not one of those things where, like, I don't know what to do. where you really feel stuck. He goes, you have a lot of pieces here. You just got to figure out how to play those last couple minutes.
It's a good reason, Max Greenfield, that you're not the coach of the Knicks or a basketball guy, but instead an actor who's got a neat book out that my kids do like to read. But I think they love books that just seem, this seems like something that would be right up their alley. I don't want to read this book, available wherever books are acquired, coming out on November 9th. How old are your kids, and what caused you to want to write something like this, Max?
We have an 11-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy. They are not fans of reading, nor was I as a child.
Right.
And this speaks to my experience as not only a parent, but my experience as a young reader and perhaps maybe even an adult reader.
Right.
Someone came to me with the idea of potentially writing a children's book, and I said, well, if I was going to do that, it would be, I would call it, I don't want to read this book. It would be all the reasons why my kids don't like to read books, because I spend a half an hour every night in their room going, hey, well, what book should we read before we go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go through all the books that are either like we bought because we thought they were cool, or they bought because they liked the cover, or somebody gave us, and they still don't want to read any of them. And they spend all this time fighting over, well, which book are we going to read? And by the time you're done with the fight, you're like, well, now we got to go to bed. And you didn't read a book.
Right.
And so this was, what if we put that argument into a book? And that was the book that you read. So it's, you know, I don't want to read this book. Why don't want to read the book? You know, because words suck and there's too many of them. Sentences are hard. A paragraph. Who doesn't lose their kind of thought when they're reading a paragraph and start thinking about the Knicks and what they could be doing? And so, that's the gist of the book. And it was a really wonderful experience writing it. And my kids are really excited about it. And I couldn't be more proud of it.
I love it. That's so cool, man. And that's what it's all about. I mean, I still read to my 8-year-old daughter. It is one of the most fun things I get to do. It's the end of the night. And, you know, just anything Dr. Seuss, that's normally my go-to. So now I'll just add this into the mix, and it's the greatest thing. It's wonderful.
I love it. Yeah, it's a fun one. And, you know, look, it's certainly for reluctant readers, but it's also for kids who, you know, on a certain night might just go, you've had a long day, and like, you know, I don't want to read or get into like a heavy story. You just do this one instead.
I love it, man. And I hope that it sells so many books that you get Samuel L. Jackson to read the X-rated version of it for the audiobook. That would be great.
Or so. I can get maybe his seats.
Yeah. That's a good one, Max. Thanks for calling in, man. I greatly appreciate it. You know, good luck with you with your
man,
show. With Sed, the entertainer of the neighborhood, congrats on that success, your Emmy nomination, and so much more. We take credit for it. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we do that here on the show.
Well, you deserve it all.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the Knicks. Let's talk down the line as the season gets longer. Appreciate it.
Wait, maybe me and Jerry Ferreira will come on there.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
We'll have our own. I'd do that in a heartbeat. So I'm going to hold you to
you
it.
You should hear.
Let's do it.
2.5-hour conversations we have after, I don't know, every 3 games. You know, I'm just telling you, the things that they're doing right.
Yeah, I know. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's always up for him. It's he thinks everything's the greatest. He's still disappointed that Carmelo didn't work out. You know what I mean? So am I, by the way. I know. It's the only place that he went pretty much where it didn't work out, with the exception, I guess, of the Nuggets, and it still even worked out there. But, hey, sometimes, you know, you got the best of plans, and the mojo, whatever was going on, it's changed for New York. So enjoy the Knicks season. We'll chat soon.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Got it. That's Max Greenfield. Check him out at I Am Greenfield on Twitter. Check out I Don't Want to Read This Book, available where all books are sold next week. The Neighborhood on CBS at 8 Eastern Time and Pacific, starring Max Greenfield and Cedric the Entertainer. Let's take a break. We're going to have one long segment because we have some concrete information on the Deshaun Watson trade deadline watch. That is coming up next, right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show here on our simulcast and here for all of us taking in the day waiting for Deshaun Watson news. And we'll get to that in just a split second. But for the moment, I want to let you know that your friends are friends, which means they're your friends at Mercedes-Benz Vans want to let you know they are there to help get you back in touch with your dream of traveling around the country and seeing all 50 states or all 432 national parks, or maybe just going into the mountains and hanging out for a weekend with your family, or get together with your dad or your friends, or maybe just start a new business. Really, whatever you dream up, you can live the van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, because it's, again, a Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about. So you can expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. You can expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a five-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like a dream. So what do you say? Head to your Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. So, here we are, an hour and change away from the trade deadline hitting. And my colleague at the NFL Network and NFL Media Group, Ian Rappaport, along with Tom Pelissero, reporting that Deshaun Watson is not getting traded today. There is some information behind it. The legal situation. Boy, those are two words that describe a lot, huh?
Jeez, right?
Has resulted in him not getting traded, a source told Ian Rappaport, who also says Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, got permission last night to meet with Deshaun Watson. And did.
Wow.
And Ian saying, as complicated a deal as this is, that wasn't enough time. So I got a lot of questions about that.
All right.
First one being, if Stephen Ross wanted to talk to Deshaun Watson, and if these two teams were talking to each other for as long as that they've been talking to each other, how come he didn't get to speak to him until last night? Now, that might be born out of a ton of stuff. They didn't get close enough. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. Might have been born out of, well, they were getting close on the personal front, the legal situation, as it's called, and didn't merit until they had a conversation. I honestly, like, if he wasn't given permission to speak with Deshaun Watson until last night, then the Texans didn't want to get this thing done. Or they weren't, I honestly, that's one read I have on it. I mean, because if you needed to have all this stuff ironed out, and if, again, I'm Stephen Ross, I'd want to look at Deshaun Watson in front of him and talk to him on a Zoom, in person, whatever. I'd want to just sit down and just say, hey, what's this all about? Who are you? Who are you really? And I'd want you to answer me, and I'd need to see you face to face. I'd need to see you go through your speech, and I'd need to buy it big time, because you had me at hello on a football field, and then you had me at hello the first minute you spoke into a microphone at Clemson. You had me at hello at the combine. You had me at hello when you gave up your first paycheck to somebody who was working in the NRG Stadium cafeteria because she and many others had their lives turned upside down by a hurricane. You had me at hello with everything you did in the community. You had me at hello all these last years. You had me at hello. And then, hello, what's going on with all this legal situation? Doesn't compute. So if I'm going to be giving up so much draft capital and money, and, I mean, I don't even need to finish the sentence. You know where I'm going. Not to last night? Really? Why? That's one. Question two. If the coach says Tua is the quarterback, why is the owner meeting with some quarterback not named Tua? And how does that compute for a one-win team that can't seem to get anything going in the positive direction for four quarters from week to week? How is that going to land in that locker room? How's that going to land in the next press conference? You said Tua's your guy. You're the coach. You said Tua's in this locker room is our quarterback unless he's hurt. You said that not once, but twice. Once preseason when reports were that you're ready to make a trade on Deshaun Watson then. And then just a couple of weeks ago when the rumors started refreshing. Coach says, this guy's my quarterback, and the owner requests permission to meet with another quarterback on another team. Now, you could sit here and say, well, I mean, it's so obvious they've wanted Deshaun Watson. There's all these reports out there and so on and so forth. So, of course, this doesn't matter. You bet it matters. It happened after the coach reiterated it, and it happened face-to-face, man. They sat down. And in a way, Stephen Ross front-loaded the interview for next February. He might have the leg up on everybody else. How about that? Met in person, but didn't receive permission until last night. I know it's a late league and it's a late midnight league, but man, how did that not happen sooner? Because if you really wanted this thing to get done, Stephen Ross needed to do that last week, right? I guess you can double track it. Casario and Greer talking while the owner needs to fly somewhere to meet with Deshaun Watson, or they get one of those encrypted Zoom links. Password Tua.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, Florio's got a tweet 10 minutes ago that Texans and Dolphins were closing in on a deal last week.
Well, that's when, as you know, John McClain tweeted out that this could be done that week.
Texans caught wind that Watson was trying to finalize settlement of the 22 civil lawsuits at Miami's insistence. That's when the price went up.
We mentioned that earlier about that's what Florio's been reporting, yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Man, it's just a fact.
So now what? In what, 3-4 months before the new league year, he's going to get dealt again?
Excellent question, now what?
This is going to come up?
Here's the now what. Here's the now what. What a long rest of the season this is going to be for the Houston Texans. It was going to be long anyway.
Right.
But the fact that this is now still there, they're going to be struggling all year long, and a healthy and suspended Deshaun Watson is sitting there, and this whole thing is deteriorated to the point where there's no way in hell you're putting him out there because he's got to be healthy for next year to be traded, and there's no way in hell he's going to be putting anything at risk for you. And they've traded away Mark Ingram, and they just traded away one of their best young defensive players.
Brandon Cooks rumors.
That's number one. And then number two is who is in the Deshaun Watson running, and does it matter? Does it matter?
Because he just wants to go to Miami. And is he going to get suspended, even if he settles the cases civilly?
Well, I'm imagining, you know, that's still going to be of question of the Dolphins next February. So you might as well handle your business between now and February. Get that cleared. We're also assuming, it's clearable.
Right, yeah, big time.
And we're also assuming nothing criminal actually happened.
Right.
And it's horrible to say this into a microphone because you can never know.
Yeah.
And the longer that it goes, the more you know, he's going to have a lot to clear. But the Texans have now lost their leverage of, we'll just wait. They can regain it if Deshaun is willing to go to other places. And again, this assumes that he's still a viable player and a viable citizen of open society. But you can now release Deshaun Watson from our roster.
Yeah.
He ain't playing this year. And what a shame, too. Let's just say that, too. In the middle of his prime.
Just from a in the middle of his prime stand, he's amazing.
And he will always have that empty line on his his stat sheet. An empty line.
Yeah.
Out. Not suspended. What do you even call it?
Just DNP.
Is that what he is? Just like, what do you call it? He's not suspended. He's just
Let me see.
He's out. Like one of the best players of his generation, just gone for a year. Over something that, you know,
we still don't know
what it is, and we're 8 games into it, and we're 8 months into it, and we still don't know what the really is.
Just says inactive.
Which is why the Dolphins said no for whatever price. And the fact that the price goes up because these things are getting settled, that makes sense.
Why would
that derail the deal? It would be just like, yeah, we're willing to buy them on cents on a dollar, but not dollar for dollar. You know? When you know it's cleared and buttoned up, it's too much. And if that's their leverage of the Texans saying, we'll open it up for more bidders. Not if Deshaun wants only one bidder.
Yeah, but what are the chances? Like, Tua's played pretty well the last couple of weeks. What are the chances, like, he just turns it around, they win, they go 5-4 down the stretch, and Miami's like, you know what? We're out. We're sticking with Tua.
What's more viable, that Tua turns it around, and now that this is removed and he plays scot-free, and they finish 5-4, and they're 6-11, and they tell the fan base, yeah, we're sticking with Tua, or the Chiefs make the playoffs? What's more viable to you? What's more possible? Since you're down on the Chiefs, what's more possible?
Well, you'd go with the track record.
Right.
You'd go with Kansas City.
Correct.
But both happen?
I don't know how the hell you stick with Tua now. The owner met with another player after the coach said he's our quarterback in Tua. How is this reparable? I guess it's reparable if you win games. Tough to win games.
Winning games is tough.
Oh, man.
They're going to win this week, right?
It's just when things get out like this, and you're like, well, they did it behind the scenes. It's not such a public pursuit. Yeah, it is. T-minus 66 minutes now to see if Odell's on the move or nothing else happens. Big nothing burger with Deshaun Watson. When it all comes down to it, he will be a healthy scratch all the way to mid-January. Poor timing for the longest regular season ever for the Houston Texans.
I just can't refresh all the information people's feeds enough.
We will have as much as we can tomorrow for you right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I want to thank Max Greenfield. Get his book, I Don't Want to Read This Book, for kids. And I also want to thank for Dan Orlovsky for making us smarter. Great stuff. You can check that out on our YouTube page. And same with Rod Woodson of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mark Sanchez is going to be on the show tomorrow.
All right.
How about we should give him some cheese fries.
Cheese fries, yeah.
That'd be great. Mark Sanchez will be on the show tomorrow. Same with Eric Dickerson is going to be joining us later in the week as well.
Love it.
We're back to take you to Brother from Another right here on Peacock. Deshaun Watson, staying put, folks.